Good morning, I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boger in the Morning. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, and markets are moving higher after a bit of a bad day yesterday, minor losses. But we're also receiving steady economic stats, including durable good orders, which jumped 1.4%, Case-Shiller home prices up 6.6%, and consumer confidence steady at 104.70. U.S. bonds are flat as we head into this holiday-shortened week, plus the fact that they will not be able to react to the all-important PCE prices, the preferred measure of inflation by the Fed, because markets are closed Friday. U.S. bonds, as I mentioned, yielding 4.25%. Canadian bonds down 15 cents at 3.5%. We had our wholesale trade jump 0.8% in February, better than expected, and may force the central bank to act before the U.S. banks, central bank does. But as for the stocks, it's a combination of those mega cap growth names plus a modest jump in industrials, energy, and materials. So names in the news include Micron, AMD, Marvell Technologies, plus United Health, Honeywell, and Caterpillar. As for the Dow, two-thirds stocks are trading higher this morning with Boeing and 3M in the basement. They've got some political wranglings or reputational hurdles to overcome. Overall, the Dow Jones up 84 points at 39,399, S&P up 10 points at 5228, and the NASDAQ up 38 points at 16,422. In Canada, the TSX also up 79 points at 22,021. Go Canada, go. All subsectors are up here this morning, except for energy. There's some positive rumors on pot stocks that are driving that index up 3%, but we know how those rallies can go up in smoke. Still, it is the only sector up more than 1%. Laggards include the mid-cap energy stocks like Athabasca Oil and Baytex. And if we turn to the commodities underneath that, crude oil is actually now unchanged at $81.95 a barrel. It was a little bit weaker first thing this morning. Natural gas up a penny at $1.79. Gold up $1.30 at $21.99.50 an ounce. And copper losing half a cent at $4.01. Overseas markets, Germany continues to knock it out of the park, up another 123 points to another record high. France up 33. London is flat this morning. In Asia, Tokyo down 16. Hong Kong up 144 points. And last but not least, the currency here this morning. Canadian dollar trading 73.64 cents a US. So it's a little bit stronger here this morning, up about 10 basis points. Call it 7 now. It's going to cost you $1.35 for US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boger in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.